We're going to be here for the 3.5 years of war, famine, pestilence, while the Antichrist is rising to power, the devil's war against humanity. We're going to be here for that. We're also going to be here to see the abomination of desolation. Because remember, the first thing we talked about tonight was 2 Thessalonians 2 says, day of Christ comes after that. We're going to be here while the mark of the beast is being implemented, while Christians are being persecuted, Christians are beheaded. We're going to be here for that. But the good news is, those days are shortened, because if they weren't, no flesh should be saved. So the question is, by how much are they going to be shortened? Now, please do not go out of here and lie and say that I set a date on the rapture, because I've never set a date on the rapture and I never would. Nobody knows the day or the hour. I'm not setting a date because we don't know when the 70th week begins. We don't know when the abomination of desolation is going to happen. We don't know those things. But when we see the abomination of desolation, the Bible says when you see that, then you know that it's nigh at hand. And he says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know, when you see these things come to pass, then look up. I submit to you that the rapture will happen 1,335 days into Daniel's 70th week. Because that puts it just shortly after the midpoint. Now, do I have evidence for this? Yes. First of all, right here in the passage, the 1,335 days seems to indicate the rapture. Let me explain to you why. Because it says, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. What are we waiting for? I mean, we're waiting for our redemption. We're waiting for Christ's return. So we're waiting for the 1,335 days to happen, number one. Number two, look at verse 13. Go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest. What does that mean when it says Daniel's going to rest until the end? He's going to die, and his body's going to be sleeping in the dust of the earth. He's going to be resting in peace at the cemetery, right? How long is he going to rest for? Until he stands in his lot at the end of the days. Which days? The 1,335 days. So at the end of the 1,335 days, Daniel will stand in his lot at the end of the days after resting. What happens at the rapture? The dead in Christ rise first. Then we which are alive and remain are caught up together with them in the clouds. You say, well, I don't think you're reading right. Well, let me give you more evidence. There's tons of symbolism of this in the Bible. Here's an example, okay? Jesus is crossing the Sea of Galilee with the disciples, which is 7 miles wide. He gets a little bit more than halfway across, and he calms the storm, and the Bible says the ship is just immediately at the other side. So think about this. The disciples are on a perilous journey in a storm. They think they're going to die. Lord, save us, we perish. Across a 7 mile wide lake, they get a little more than halfway across. The Bible gives us the distance. 25 to 30 furlongs they get across, little more than halfway, and then Jesus shows up and says, peace be still, and it says they're immediately to the other side, warped to the other side. Sounds like their trip was shortened. Okay, now here's another illustration. Jehoiakim, we've been talking about Jehoiakim and Zedekiah a little bit in the Ezekiel series. Jehoiakim's captivity is a 70-year captivity. But just a little bit after halfway through that captivity, guess what happens? He's pulled out of prison, because he was in a dungeon, a prison. He gets pulled out of prison, cleaned up, fresh clothes, and he gets to eat at the king's table and feast and be honored for the rest of his life. So he's basically, it's a 70-year thing, but just past the midpoint, he gets pulled out and treated well. And it gives us exactly how many years that is. Not only that, but in the Jewish calendar year, on the 10th day of the 7th month, which is just a little past the midpoint, because the midpoint would be like what? You know, the first day of the 7th month. 10th day of the 7th month, you have the Jubilee, where the trumpet sounds and liberty is proclaimed throughout all the land. And by the way, the Bible calls the rapture in Romans chapter 8, the glorious liberty of the children of God. Isn't it interesting? It's also just a little bit past the midpoint. Okay? So let's do a little math real quick. Okay? This won't be painful, I promise. Okay? Look at this. So We said 1,335 days, right? If we take 1,335 days and divide it by 7 years, 2,520 days, just the without the bonus month, just the basic 7 years, we get 0.529, which means that 1,335 days would be 50, you know, I'm rounding up, 0.529, I'm just rounding up to 53%. 53% of the way into the Daniel 70th week is 1,335 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. 53% of the way in. Okay, how about the day of the Jubilee, 10th day of the 7th month? Well, the first 6 months, that's 180 days. So the 10th day of the 7th month would be the 190th day. How long is the year? 360 days. So how deep into the year does the Jubilee happen? 0.528, 53%. So 1,335 days, 53%. Jubilee happens 53% into the year. Okay, the Bible says that Jesus appears walking on the water when they're crossing Galilee 25 to 30 furlongs, about 25 to 30 furlongs in. That's when Jesus shows up and they're warped to the other side. Okay, well, 7 miles is 56 furlongs. So let's say it was 29.6. Is that within the 25 to 30 range that the Bible gives? The Bible says 25 to 30 furlongs. Okay, let's call it 29.6 divided by the total 56 furlongs. Oh, 53% of the way in. Isn't that interesting? How about Jehoiakim's captivity? 70 years of captivity? The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 52 that he is lifted up in the 37th year of his captivity. 37 divided by 70, 0.529, call it 53%. Well, I'm sure this is all a coincidence. Here's a bonus one that somebody just showed me. I just saw it this afternoon, in fact. How about this one? From the time that men began to call upon the name of the Lord in Genesis to the flood. So men began to call upon the name of the Lord when Enos is born up to the flood is 1,421 years. But during that period of time, one special guy, Enoch, what happens to him? He's caught up to heaven without dying. He's translated that he should not see death. And that happens 752 years after men began to call upon the name of the Lord. 752 divided by 1,421 is 0.529, 53%. Now, here's the thing. You could say, well, Pastor Anderson, you know, you can just find numbers in the Bible. And you can just, if you're just looking for that number, you're going to see it everywhere or whatever. But here's the thing. These aren't just random occurrences. These are pictures of the rapture. I mean, we're talking about they're on a 7 mile trip. There's a storm and Jesus warps them to the other side after coming to them. That's a great picture of the rapture. Enoch being caught up to heaven is a great picture of the rapture. Jehoiakim being pulled out of prison, new garment, white robes are given unto every one of them, sitting at the king's table, feasting. That's a great picture of the rapture. Amen. The trumpet of the Jubilee, the glorious liberty. These are like really good pictures of the rapture, and they all just happen to work out. The math works out. So therefore, think about it. 1,260 days in is the abomination. 1,335 days in is the rapture. Then how long is the Antichrist reign of terror on Christians really going to last? About 75 days. Can you hang in there with me that long? Yeah.